This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliament session faces repeated delays due to political gridlock. Speaker Ghimire calls on opposition to end obstruction, citing constitutional and practical concerns. CIAA files corruption case against 18 people, including former and current managing directors of Nepal Telecom. Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital successfully conducts Nepal's first gender-affirming genital surgery. And protests intensify in Los Angeles after Donald Trump deploys hundreds of National Guard troops. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives was once again postponed due to continued protest from opposition parties. The session, which began at 6:30 p.m. yesterday, was disrupted as opposition lawmakers demanded the resignation of the Home Minister over the visit visa scam and called for a high-level investigation panel. Lawmakers stood in protest, refusing to allow proceedings to move forward. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire postponed the meeting until 2 p.m. today. Meanwhile, Speaker Ghimire held talks with the chief whips of the three major political parties, the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and the CPN Maoist Centre at Singhadarbar, and urged them to help lift the parliamentary obstruction, considering constitutional limits and practical aspects. Anti-graft body, the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed major corruption cases against officials from Nepal Telecom and Nepal Oil Corporation. The CIAA yesterday lodged a case at the special court against 18 individuals, including Nepal Telecom's former managing director Sunil Paudil and current managing director Sangeeta Pahadi. They are accused of irregularities in the billing system for GSM mobile, fiber internet, leased lines and other services involving illegal purchases and sales. The CIAA alleges that the officials acted with dishonest intent, causing the misappropriation of public funds. The anti-graft body is seeking a recovery of over 334 million rupees from those involved. In a separate case, the CIAA has also filed charges against Chittarajan Das, chief of Nepal Oil Corporation's Gandaki province office, and several others. They are accused of dispatching more diesel than what was invoiced in collusion with private companies and tanker operators. The CIAA is demanding compensation of over 448,000 rupees from each of the accused. The Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital Maharajganj has successfully performed the country's first genital transformation surgery. The gender affirming surgery was conducted on a 25-year-old transgender individual from Janakpur. Through this medical intervention, male genitalia were reassigned to female genitalia. The Department of Plastic Surgery at the hospital had offered various surgeries for transgender individuals, including facial and breast surgeries, from May 26th to 29th. Hospital spokesperson and associate professor Dr. Gopal Chadai said that the availability of such services within the country is a significant convenience for those in need. Previously, individuals seeking genital transformation surgery had to travel abroad. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, has said that there is no difference of opinion within the coalition partners as the government is progressing with the right policies for political stability, good governance and development. Inaugurating the 24th National Convention of the All Nepal National Free Students Union in Kirtipur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli reiterated that as per the agreement between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, the Congress will be handed over the leadership of the government after 13 months with UML participating in the government. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday observed the under-construction Tribhuvan University cricket ground in Kirtipur. Prime Minister Oli reached the site to oversee the installation of parapets and floodlights. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh, Secretary at the Ministry of Urban Development Gopal Prasad Sigdal and other officials briefed the Prime Minister regarding the progress. It may be noted that one of the first decisions taken by Prime Minister Oli upon assuming office on July 15 was to ensure the installation of parapets and floodlights at the Tiu cricket ground within 100 days. Vehicular movement has resumed on the Kanti Highway that connects Hetona and Kathmandu. The highway had been completely closed since 4th of June to facilitate the restoration of a Bailey Bridge over the Bagua River. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office in Makwanpur, Syamu Arial, confirmed that the highway was brought into a normal operation following the successful completion of the bridge reconstruction. The bridge was severely damaged by flooding caused by unseasonal rains in September last year. Since then, vehicles have been rerouted with the establishment of a diversion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal is making significant strides towards expanding its list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The Department of Archaeology has confirmed that Tilaurakot, the ancient capital of Sakya Kingdom and believed to be the childhood home of Lord Buddha, is in the final stages of the World Heritage Sites nomination process. According to Director General Soubhagya Pradhananga, the nomination dossier was submitted to the UNESCO World Heritage Center last year and the site is now up for discussion at the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee in Paris this July. Meanwhile, preparations are underway to nominate two other important sites, the Ram Janaki Temple in Janakpur and the ancient town of Panauti, which are currently in the initial stages of documentation and research. Early discussion have also begun for nominating Siza Valley in Jumla, known as the birthplace of the Nepali language, and the historic Gorkha Palace complex. In other developments, the stalled nomination of Lomang Thang in Mustang has resumed after years of delay due to local opposition. Currently, Nepal has 4 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, 2 cultural, Kathmandu Valley and Lumbini, and 2 natural, Chitwan and Sagarmatha National Parks. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista has met with the Chief Minister and Ministers of the Sudarpashchim Province. The meeting was held between Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah and Executive Chair Bista at the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers. During the meeting, Executive Chair Dr. Bista urged Chief Minister Shah to help establish PSP Nepal's Bureau Office in Dhangari to increase the broadcast capacity of Nepal Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Likewise, speaking as the chief guest at the Sudarpashchim Province level interaction program on the status, challenges and solutions of the implementation of the Working Journalist Act organized in Dhangari on yesterday, Dr. Bista mentioned that the journalism sector in Nepal is currently going through serious challenges. Journalists and media entrepreneurs from far west participating in the interaction expressed their views on the obstacle to the implementation of the Working Journalist Act, the assurance of minimum wages, the lack of a contract system and press freedom. Now on to some international news updates. Tensions are running high in Los Angeles as protests intensify over President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Thousands of demonstrators flooded the streets, blocking a major freeway and setting autonomous vehicles on fire. In response, law enforcement used tear gas, rubber bullets and flashbangs to disperse the clouds. The unrest marked the third consecutive day of protest sparked by the arrival of 300 National Guard troops in the city. The deployment has raised fear and anger, particularly in Latino communities. The demonstrations began on Friday in downtown Los Angeles and have since spread to surrounding areas. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country, with chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly winds and local winds, while most of the Kosi region is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Parliament session faces repeated delays due to political deadlock. Speaker Ghimiri calls on opposition to end obstruction, citing constitutional and practical concerns. CIAA files corruption case against 18 people, including former and current managing directors of Nepal Telecom. Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital successfully conducts Nepal's first gender-affirming genital surgery. And protests intensify in Los Angeles after Donald Trump deploys hundreds of National Guard troops. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.